Welcome. This is The Insider. Welcome to our show. This is going to be an ongoing show on the Awakener channel. And I have Double Wide with me. And we're going to be talking about stuff that's going to go forward on this show and stuff that's happening right now around the world.
Hey, man. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you very much, Double Wide. I appreciate that.
I think it's going to be pretty cool. I like the perspective you have from the inside on Canadian politics. As you know, it makes me completely mental day to day. So having somebody with some inside information and somebody who will take my calls as I rant and rave about our prime minister and his associates, I appreciate it.
Well, you're very lucky that you can actually get a call through, because so many Canadians right now are ranting and raving about our prime minister.
It's so true. It does seem like difficult times. Now, you're going to talk about Canadian politics, but what else will you focus in on sort of on a daily basis or on a weekly basis when you do the show?
Well, I'm very passionate about American politics too. And speaking to our American audience and speaking as a Canadian, everything that happens south of the border in the United States affects the entire world. So It affects Canada as your largest trading partner, as your neighbor to the north, it affects the entire world. So I'm very passionate and have been for decades about American politics, because it's actually so much more interesting than Canadian politics.
I noticed you and the Awakener get into a lot of the discussion about what's happening in the undercurrents underneath the government that is propped up in America. So I guess that is a point where you get to share those moments as well with us. I'll be very interested to hear that on this show as well and get your perspective on that. I have to ask you, this has been sort of a crazy week here in Canada. Do you mind if I ask you some questions and lead you down a path a little bit?
Go right ahead.
So we're China, are we?
Basically, we are
another province.
China. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're Guangdong. We're Canton. We're Hunan. We're Canada.
This is fantastic news. I'm glad we've officiated it. It's you know, you and the Awakener have talked about this endlessly for some time now, and he's been talking about it for years. Keep an eye to the east on what's going on. Boy, oh boy, does our prime minister ever really just do whatever China wants?
Well, I think basically it's China. I think it's a little bit more sophisticated than that. I think he does what the globalists tell him to do. And what the globalists have done is they've taken China as one of their puppets. And they've used China as a petri dish. So they've established everything that they want in China that they want to bring around the entire world. So that means an entire surveillance system with cameras everywhere, face recognition, a social credit system, vaccine passports, etc., complete government control. They tell you where you can go and move and whatnot. You can't leave the country unless the government gives you that kind of freedom. They don't even have a true capitalist system, because the people who control the businesses, their large companies like Alibaba, etc., are all figureheads that maybe own 1% of the corporation. The PLC, the People's Liberation Army, controls everything and really owns everything. So it's a military fascist state.
Yeah, and I you're right. It is a much more subtle and nuanced situation. But may I point out that I might have been a little on the head when I say this, as the leader of our opposition pegged our prime minister as a traitor when this week they officiated that. Yeah, in fact, we let people into our labs and we have pilots training pilots in China.
Yep.
This is a remarkable yet somehow not surprising development.
Yeah, and to give credit to the Awakener and to the Awakener's show, the Awakener really broadcast that first and foremost. And we talked about it many times on a show, which was a case of, 10,000 Chinese soldiers being trained here in Canada, cold weather training. These Chinese scientists at Canada's only level 4 lab in Winnipeg being caught doing gain of function research on Ebola. And then when the person in charge was supposed to give evidence to the committee, refused to give evidence to the committee, was brought before Parliament and censured by the Speaker, which hasn't been done in over 100 years. These are groundbreaking times. And so going back to the Awakener podcast, this was really all broken on the Awakener's podcast, a couple of years ago when it all really first broke.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something. I told him.
And that's why, and that's why you're known as double wide.
Double lie, I'll tell you that. Yeah, no, you're right. It is something that he's been discussing for some time. But and I know that it was revealed to us that Chinese nationals had been removed from our country from the labs in Winnipeg.
Sure.
But to see it officiated by the by the RCMP is a different thing entirely. It just kind of puts a point on it. And I don't want to come off like prime minister bashing. Mm-hmm. But there are other things from this week. May I touch on?
Go right ahead.
I thought it was hilarious when the video resurfaced this week of somebody going up to Trudeau in the airport and asking him for a selfie. And he was so happy to give the guy a selfie. And then he turned around and called him a communist piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And he is. He is a communist piece of shit. And, you know, the other thing that I find very offensive surprising is so many Canadians for decades have respected the father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau. Oh, he was a great, you know, I hear it many times from people that are not politically active. And they're all saying, oh, you know, the father was fantastic. The son is a disappointment. And I said, you know what? You kind of really realize the father was a Fabian socialist and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So you have Justin Trudeau as the son, who's the prime minister, who's a total communist. You had the father was a Fabian socialist. You have the other brother, Sasha, Alexander Trudeau, who did filmmaking work for Iran, promoting how wonderful the Islamic revolution was for the country of Iran, which was it's a total disaster and a terrorist haven, and talking about how great communism is. The whole family from top to bottom are pure communists, pure socialists, and so the media glossing over the true story of Pierre Elliott Trudeau is one of the shameful things in Canadian media history, because it's not telling us the true story about who Pierre Elliott Trudeau really was. He was not a great man. He destroyed the fabric of Canada. And that was his goal, was to just completely from top to bottom. That's what socialists do. They destroy the fabric of any nation that they embed themselves in.
How can Canadians be such grudge holders and then forget shit so quickly? I mean, we've forgotten
because we apologize a lot. We say sorry.
Oh, I am sorry about that.
Yeah, you should be. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, I'm sorry. But the point is that the our own prime minister was plucked from an illustrious job in the private sector as a part-time, sometimes.
I'm shaking my head here because
school teacher.
What illustrious job did he have? Yeah,
I think that he was a part-time drama teacher that got fired from his job for having relations with a student, as I recall, but I don't know if that's even true. I don't know. I don't want to be.
Apparently.
Allegedly. And then he got sent off to McGill. He references being an engineering student at McGill where he flunked out after one semester and headed to politics.
Yes.
We don't have the same Trudeau.
And hold on.
That we had then.
You missed one career goal that he had in his life, which was failed CBC actor, because he was in a mini series on CBC or a movie on CBC. And he was a failed actor, which is very funny because the leader of Ukraine, Zelensky, is also a failed actor. They have a lot in common. But Trudeau was a failed actor. And I think Trudeau really just wanted to be an actor in his life. This way, the drama teacher and all that nonsense came in. And he was recruited by some, I won't mention names, but by some communists that brought him in and said, you know, they really were NDPers. They really were socialists. And they knew that the NDP would never win an election. With the Trudeau name, he could capitalize on that and take over the leadership of the Liberal Party and swing the party far to the left, which is exactly what happened. And I'll tell you, liberals that have been around in the days of Jean Chrétien or Paul Martin, they've all left. They've abandoned the party. Many of them have come over to the Conservative Party because they just don't feel a home in the Liberal Party anymore, or they just say that they are former liberals, but they just are not active. And that's an actual fact. You could look around and many of the old MPs that used to serve under the in caucus with Martin or Chrétien, none of them are involved with the Liberal Party right now.
Oh, please tell me that there's a what's the kind of party that I want to be a part of? It's not conservative. It's not liberal. It's
libertarian.
I'd like to be libertarian. Can you sign me up for that? That sounds more appealing every day. Okay, so let me. Okay, Jack. Let me ask you this. Let's get to Biden.
Yes,
I like the way he when he gets upset, he calls everybody Jack. Come on now, Jack. Come on now. So he gets like a little bit of a southern twang.
Or man. Come on, man.
All right, man. Answer me this. the disassociation between Biden and Sun, do you think that's on the horizon? Because
No. It's all part of the Biden crime family. Absolutely not. And same with the brother.
Crime family.
Same with I take that from American radio. But yeah, the Biden crime family. It's all part of it. And the same with the brother Jim. They're all part and parcel together. I mean, they're cut from the same cloth. There's a lot of stuff that goes on both in Washington and in Ottawa that behind the scenes, you know, the media presents it as a certain narrative, which if you are behind the scenes in Ottawa or Washington, you realize all this is fake. All this doesn't exist in real life. All this is a fabrication of press releases and PR people and spin doctors that tell the media, we want to present this kind of a narrative. And it's really the complete opposite from what goes on in circles of power.
It's interesting that none of us believe what happens in those circles of power when it's presented to us anymore.
I'm glad.
Me too. It just makes me afraid that we're not going to believe anything good is going to be accomplished either. And if that's the case, then where do we go? If it's not our government, if it's not each other, if it's not our elected officials, I mean, the U.S. people are, look, I find Trump endlessly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done interesting things for his country, but I do think he's a lying sack of shit criminal too. And
why? How?
Because he's a developer. And okay. I don't want to say, you know, all developers are criminals or something.
Go on.
But, you know, he's worked the law in his favor financially his entire career.
But that's the point. He worked the law in his favor. He didn't break the law. He saw the loopholes that are happening within the law, and he filed his taxes accordingly. His taxes were released, and they didn't find anything wrong with his taxes. So it's not like he broke the law. Not whatsoever. He followed the law. He was smart enough to figure out the loopholes. He's really smart. You got to give the guy a lot of credit for that.
Loopholes, poop holes. I mean, I really want to like the guy, but I just can't because he's such an arrogant twat. Having said that,
you really are Canadian because that's what I hear from Canadians all the time.
It's just not on a global front and as a world leader, that works really well. I don't know. For me as a person,
work in America. It won't work in the UK. It won't work in Canada.
Yeah.
It's a different.
Although Boris Johnson was a pretty close match. I mean,
Boris Johnson, yeah,
you know,
well, only because he wanted his hair to look like Donald Trump's, and it never came out right.
You know what? It's true. You're right. It's almost like he tried to do Donald Trump, and then he touched that static ball at the science center.
Exactly, exactly. And the hair went crazy, and it looked odd, and it doesn't translate in the UK because it's a very different mentality than the US.
Look, I think you're going to have an incredible show.
Thank you.
And I know some of the guests, you've already lined up another guest to come in for your next show. I know that. And, I hope you monologue a bit because the stuff that you have to say is really, it's the truth.
I appreciate it.
What I notice about what you do, Insider, is you have the ability to make sense of it in a calm, cool, collected fashion.
Right.
That still fires me up and makes me angry.
Thank you.
So I can appreciate that.
Thank you.
Any closing thoughts on what's going on in the world right now before we head out of here?
Well, you know, I think I just want to put forward an interesting debate and exchange of ideas that I have with the Awakener lately, and I might be convincing him to come to my side of the point of view.
Come on.
There's two schools of thought here. It could be that And I agree with him. I understand where he's coming from, where he says the cheating in the next U.S. election is going to be so fantastic. That's going to be in everybody's face. Biden's going to win. He's going to win by over 100 million votes. It's just going to be, you know, they're just going to keep him in power. And it's just going to be so radical. My way of thinking is a little bit different. And listen, I could be wrong on this one. I'm thinking that the globalists look and they see that the momentum for Trump is almost unstoppable. I mean, he's doing better now than he did in 2016, than he did in 2020. And he's unified the Republican Party. He's gotten rid of some of the deep state people. Look, you see, McConnell has just announced that he is not going to come back again in November as the leader. And he's ultimate deep state guy, establishment figure. So my thinking is and be prepared for it. And I really hope that I'm wrong, that there is going to be a World War trigger event or a major event happening September, October, right before the November election, because they just want to keep Trump's finger off the nuclear button and out of the White House. And I really hope that that's not going to be the case. But my belief is the globalists think that there's no way that they can stop Trump in time, and they're going to put a bomb on that train to blow up the train on the railway before it hits the station. I hope that's not the case.
Wow.
But
that's a heavy thought right there.
It could be one of two things. I mean, either Biden's going to win and the cheating is going to be impossible because there's just no way he could potentially win, or they're going to see that Trump is definitely going to win and they cannot afford to have that happen. So they're going to overplay their hand and expose themselves. Something's going to happen. There's something, this is going to be a fantastic year, and we're going to see what's going to happen with it.
Let me ask you this. I mean, if the elections are so tampered with, at what point do we as human beings and citizens say the election process does not work, even right. at the fundamental mechanical level of placing a vote?
Right.
This doesn't mean anything anymore.
Well, it doesn't in some cases. I mean, for example, the state of California, when they're mailing out ballots to millions of people, some that are no longer living in the state of California, some of them been dead, some of them in jail, that are not allowed to have ballots, and then you don't do ID verification, signature verification, et cetera, like that. Anyone who gets hold of the ballot could illegally fill in the ballot and mail it out, and that ballot gets counted equal to an American citizen, then you have a tampered election, if that's the case, for example. And they haven't been following the Constitution. I mean, the state legislatures in the U.S. are the ones who are supposed to pass those laws, not the Secretary of State, not the governor. It doesn't work that way. So I don't know. And then here we have issues in Canada too, because, for example, provincially, municipally, we use tabulating machines the same way they use in the United States. I believe they're Dominion voting tabulating machines,
yeah.
Right? In the U.S., in the federal elections in Canada, we still have paper ballots. But then there becomes a question, okay, once you count the paper ballot by hand and input the data into a computer and send it to Ottawa, is there a way between the casting of the vote
and
the counting of the vote and then the tabulation in
you think in it could Ottawa. Be tampered in that by it, well that's a human
there's
a, process
there's a possibility well that, it's an electronic process
so but a human has be, to feed that paper ballot
a human
ballot.
Has to feed the numbers in
yeah
a human has to feed in the numbers. So what happens is you get the ballot and they count, okay, this vote is a spoiled ballot, or this vote is for the Conservatives.
I was going to say you could spoil ballots in writings.
You could spoil it, but that's fine. But that's not my worry. My worry is once they count the ballot and they say at poll number X, it's so many votes for the Liberal, for the Conservative, for the NDP, et cetera, mm-hmm. then they send that over to the local reporting office, which then there's one in each writing. Then they send it out to Ottawa. From the reporting office to Ottawa, it's done electronically via computer. Could that be tampered with? That's a concern. And I don't think Canadians have even thought about that
Startling.
Aspect yet. Maybe CSIS has, but I don't think the rest of Canadians have thought about that yet.
Please remind us to subscribe to your show.
Well, please subscribe to my new show, The Insider, which is going to be on the Awakener channel. And I want to hear from everybody. We're going to start launching a website and an Instagram page. And I will welcome all sorts of feedback from people. Whether you agree with me or don't agree with me, I'm happy to hear what people have to say. And if you guys want to suggest topics or suggest guests that you'd like me to have on, please send that as well too. We'll be launching that shortly, so keep an eye out for it. And when the chance comes, please let me know which guests you'd like to hear from or what questions you'd like me to answer.
I'd love to hear the Prime Minister showing up on your show. So yes, please, guests, make yourself available.
He won't.
Thanks very much, my man.
Thank you.